So we check in now with Ed Valentine, who writes for BigBlueView.com, SB Nation's home for New York Giants content. Ed, a very ugly story broke earlier this week with place kicker Josh Brown, his wife alleging that he had been violent with her over 20 times in the past. There was an arrest from 2015, and now the league has decided to suspend him for one game to begin this 2016 season. So for a lot of people listening that maybe aren't as well versed on this case as you are, why is it that we see a Greg Hardy get a six-game suspension and a Josh Brown get a one-game suspension?
Well, the understanding that we have right now is, you know, he was arrested, I believe it was May 22nd, 2015, you know, when his then wife called 911, those charges were dropped 5 days later. But apparently, in the police report, you know, she made allegations of other cases of physical abuse. The issue has been that within the investigation, apparently, she has not really cooperated. Other witnesses or other people they've tried to get testimony from have not really cooperated with the investigation. So they haven't really been able to get any place in the investigation. So the NFL, for whatever reason, although they instituted, a six-game suspension for domestic violence, the NFL, you know, because I guess of a lack of real information from the investigation, decided to only give Brown the one-game suspension. And that's pretty much where we stand. Our understanding is that, you know, that there just hasn't been enough cooperation, from Brown's ex-wife and the other people who may have witnessed some of these incidents to really move forward.
So if this happened a year and a half ago, did the Giants organization know with any kind of advance warning that this was going to surface?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the way I put it the other day on Big Blue View is that the Giants have pretty much put up a big blue wall of silence around this lately. They haven't, Ben McAdoo hasn't commented, General Manager Jerry Reese hasn't commented, co-owner John Mara hasn't commented. You know, so all we can do is really surmise, you know, from the timeline of the investigation. The prosecutor in Washington State had an investigation that closed, I believe it was, in May. Mm-hmm. And the Giants re-signed Josh Brown to a two-year, $4 million contract in April, while that investigation was still open. You have to believe that the Giants knew that there was an open investigation. I mean, they may not have had all the information, you know, regarding all of the charges, but you have to believe that they knew that it was more than just this one incident, which for me, that's one of the disturbing things, is if they knew there was more, you know, than maybe this one incident, you know, where he was arrested, you know, then it's disturbing to me that they moved forward and signed him.
And this is a very cynical view. We're checking in right now with Ed Valentine, who writes for BigBlueView.com, SB Nation's home for Giants content. I'm Lewis Woodard. This is Night Moves on SB Nation Radio. But my cynical view, Ed, is if Adrian Peterson had done what Ray Rice did, Adrian Peterson would still have played, right? I mean, Ray Rice hasn't played, but I think a big reason why he hasn't played after his incident is the fact that his final season with the Ravens, before that, he averaged 3.5 yards a carry. What really surprises me is that the Giants would ink him to a two-year, $4 million deal for a place kicker, knowing that this was a possibility. It just, I understand that he's an above-average place kicker, but it seems like something that they wouldn't tolerate from a position that frankly has, you know, some degree of replaceable options. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I wholeheartedly understand, and I wouldn't be surprised in the end if the Giants do part ways with Josh Brown. They signed another kicker today, Randy Bullock, who has experience from the Texans and the Jets. Right now, Brown is still part of the Giants. But, you know, again, it's we're sort of surmising, and we're looking at the timeline, and we're guessing at what the Giants knew and what they didn't know. because they're not telling us what they knew.
Right.
You know, and you know, the only thing I can guess is Josh Brown, you know, most likely didn't volunteer all of this information to the Giants. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, because of the one arrest, you know, he had to tell them about that. But you wonder if he was forthcoming with the rest of the information, you know, when it came time to negotiating a contract with the Giants. So, you know, right now we're kind of guessing at what the Giants knew and what they didn't know, and it would really be helpful if the Giants would, you know, would make a statement and would say, you know, we were aware of this, we weren't aware of that, you know, this was a surprise to us or it wasn't a surprise to us, so that we could clarify, you know, why they went ahead and signed him to this contract. Because right now it looks like, you know, it to me, you know, right now, if the timeline is what we think it is, you know, I'm surprised that they went ahead and did it.
Sure. All right, Ed, let's flip gears and talk a little preseason football, at least on paper. When I'm taking a look at the Giants offensing, they scored 10 points in the first game and 0 in the second game. That's probably not what they want to see in the box score. But in terms of what you've actually seen, is it all that concerning?
Well, you know, the Giants will tell you it's preseason. You know, in the first game, Eli Manning didn't play. You know, in the second game, their starters only played, you know, part to most of the first half. But it is disturbing a little bit to see that some of the same issues that were there a year ago are still present. You know, and those issues are, you know, offensive tackle play, difficulty trying to run the ball, you know, those sort of things. I mean, it's preseason, you'll get penalties, you'll get some sloppy stuff, those things happen. But it's a little bit disconcerting, you know, to see some of those same areas where they struggled a year ago still be issues. You know, that said, this offense finished, I think, 8th in the league in yards and points last year. They should be all right offensively. It would just be nice to see some progress in those problem areas.
Yeah, and if you had to pinpoint what the biggest problem area is, what would it be?
The tackle play. On offense, it's tackle play. You know, Marshall Newhouse is a journeyman, a guy who is better suited to be a swing tackle coming off the bench, and, you know, filling in occasionally, not a guy who should be playing, you know, 16 games as your starter. On the right side, and on the left side, the Giants drafted Eric Flowers a year ago, and he really struggled, you know, as a rookie left tackle. And, you know, that's pretty normal for rookies, you know, thrown into the left tackle spot to struggle. You're really hoping to see signs of progress from him this year. You know, he's got a new offensive line coach. He's had a year to iron out some of his technical flaws that he came into the league with. His first two games, he's been up and down. So you're looking for signs of progress. You're crossing your fingers. But right now, you know, right now he's still struggling. So we'll see how that goes. But the tackle play right now is the big issue for them.
All right, guys, once again, his name is Ed Valentine. You can read his work, BigBlueReview.com, SB Nation's home for the New York Giants. You can also follow him on Twitter for Giants Insight, @Valentine_Ed. Ed, really appreciate you breaking down a difficult situation with Josh Brown first and also the offensive woes in the preseason for the Giants. Thanks, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.